Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Speaking about Power Four schools, there was one that all eyes were on this spring, especially on draft day. They got a running back taken, and a good running back. UCF's done a tremendous job. New coaching staff, obviously a very familiar coaching staff, coming back in. It was a crazy spring. A lot, just like at USF or Miami or any of those, a lot of new faces coming into Orlando. Matt Michel covers the UCF Knights for the Orlando Sentinel, and he's kind enough to join us. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time. And you know what? It's one of those things that you're going to need a roster to find out who's on this team this year.
Yeah, pretty much. You're going to need a depth chart, and you're going to need a lot of "Hello, my name is" name tags, you know, around this roster, because there's a lot of guys. I mean, they brought in about 40 newcomers through the transfer portal, through the high school recruiting. Basically, we had to remake this whole roster, you know, from when Scott Frost took over with his coaching staff. And, you know, it's one of those things that I've been telling people, this is kind of one of those reclamation projects where it's going to take a little time to get some of this back to where they were, because, again, they're having to build up spots because of the portal and because of the coaching change we saw over last year.
Yeah, and it had been kind of a nice day on draft day, the couple of draft days, to have P.J. Harvey, one of the best running backs in the country, and then in a kind of a roundabout way, Dylan Gabriel as well, that UCF kind of could lay claim to. When you get kids drafted, you know, Matt, it's a great calling card for the school, because you bring in somebody and say, hey, listen, look at where those guys are right now. You could be in the same spot. Talk about that as a recruiting tool to go out and, you know, and I know they had a couple of other kids, and you look back, what, 2 years when Matt Lee was there, and then he came to Miami and he found his way into the NFL. How good is that, you know, as a sales pitch for these college coaches to go out and tell these high school players and their high school coaches about what they do as far as getting kids ready for the NFL?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, if you can walk into a kid's home and you sit down with his family and you say, listen, look at who we've brought to the NFL. Look, you know, this is your dream. Your dream is to get to that next level. Here's who we've been able to do that with. And I think more and more people understand that there's a finite amount of people that can get to the NFL. You know what I mean? And I think you try to figure out, okay, we've gotten maybe three or four this year. We had, you know, three or four the year before that, you had three or four. You try to just say, listen, you've got an opportunity if you come to play for us that you get it. You can go and get to the NFL if you do the things that we think will help you get there. And I think that's important for them. You know, RJ Harvey was a guy who, you know, in a rarity in today's day and age, he transferred in early on and spent the last, you know, 3 years here, you know, building himself up. You know, he had a year where he lost because of an injury, but came back strong. You know, last 2 years, he rushed for over 1,400 yards in each of the last 2 years. You know, so he had a great career, and he's really kind of reinvented himself in a lot of ways. And I think that's a great thing to kind of hang your hat on. Now, again, it's a new coaching staff. You're going to have to say, okay, we weren't around for RJ. We're going to have our own same thing. But it's always good as a program to have that moniker out there on draft day when you're seeing it go across the screen, or you hear the commissioner say so-and-so from UCF. it's something that always adds a little bit of buzz. And I think that's something that, that the coaching staff and the program itself can hang its hat on.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, he, you get somebody like Scott Frost, obviously knows what, you know, what this is all about. Now he comes back in a situation when he left, this school didn't have anywhere near the schedule that it has now. And obviously opening up against Boise and having those teams. How is he during this, this spring? Because he's kind of a laid back guy. You know, I mean, he, you know, he's not a necessarily a yeller screamer type guy. He's a somebody that, you know, his demeanor is calm, but he obviously his knowledge is crazy. How was it dealing with him this spring? Because this was kind of like you just said, bringing in all these bodies. I mean, he's sitting there sorting things out with his with a new coaching staff, you know, to get things ready for when they come back during the summer, you know, to see who's battling who. How was he this this spring?
Yeah, you know, I think he's been well. You know, I think you could definitely see that there it's a different landscape for him. You know, the first time he was here, the portal really didn't exist. Now it's a challenge. You know, and I think everywhere you look around, you know, he said this as they wrapped up spring camp, you're constantly negotiating, whether it's with players who are on your roster, players who are in the transfer portal, whether you're talking to high school players, you're constantly negotiating. And that's a little different, you know, than I think than it, what it was last time, 8 years ago when he was here, you know, building this program. So, you know, it's a little different. And I think going around, you know, he was very hesitant to promote a lot of players. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, it's because of the portal. I just think you don't want to go out there and showcase all the best players, because you're afraid those guys are going to get scooped up and gone. So he was very kind of hesitant to go through and say, this is our starter or this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
They didn't give a depth chart at all. When they introduced all the quarterbacks, we got to sit down with all the quarterbacks. He didn't give us one or two that were maybe at the top of the list. And he flat out said, you know, you're not going to get a depth chart probably until fall and maybe even closer more to the first game. So I think he's a little more guarded. I think he was a little bit more understanding of what's going on. But players have talked to us and said, listen, this guy's great. You know, he's a player's coach. He's a young guy. Even though he's 50, he's a young guy. He relates really well to them. He's had some experience with the NFL. They like that. And I think that's just one of those things that's kind of attracted them to the idea of playing for him this season.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point because, you know, I mean, I talked to some people up there, and truthfully, their defensive line is really good. I mean, and I know he didn't want to go out on the limb and talk about it, but here you have a kid like Sincere Edwards, who was a beast in high school. You had John Walker, who we know was recruited by everybody coming out of Osceola. And then you got Nigel Lee Kelly, who was with the University of Miami for a couple of years. So I can understand the way he is, because if you start blowing them up and you know, guys like Carter Lewis and Kelly Lawson, people are going to start buzzing around and start, oh, I forgot they have them. And no, I fully understand. And certainly the quarterback situation, you know, I mean, you got a load of them. I mean, the Taven Jackson kid and Cam Fancher, who I think, you know, and then Ja'Cory Brown, another former University of Miami player. And they just got Davy Belford, who transferred in from Virginia Tech. To you during the spring, and you eyeballed a few kids, who look good for you? I mean, who do you say, hey, you know, this guy's going to really make a difference?
Well, you know, I think in looking at this roster, I mean, you know, I thought Jaden Nixon, who came in as a transfer running back, I thought he was a guy that put on a pretty good show. You know, this had a lot to showcase himself. I mean, again, I don't necessarily know if they'll, based on Scott's offense, if they'll have one guy who will be the dominant running back. I think they're going to go running back by committee. I thought he had a really strong showcase. You know, you look at on the defensive side, Philip Dunham, you know, a safety that they brought in from FAU. He's the guy that everyone kept talking about, you know, and made plays. Yeah. Just a guy who was out there making plays constantly. I thought that, you know, again, had a strong showcase. You know, Malachi Lawrence and Nigel Kelly, as you mentioned, John Walker, who's coming back from an injury. Those guys they were in non-contact jerseys, but they got a chance to go out there and showcase themselves a little bit as well. It's one of those, again, like I said early on, this roster has a lot of names on it, but, you know, they're waiting to kind of see for someone to emerge. You know, Scott talked about, they didn't name any captains. They didn't purposely name leaders on this team. He said, we want them to kind of come up with that in the offseason. We want to see who's going to step up and be that guy that will be a captain, that will be a leader. He said, we threw the playbook at him. You know, he said, we didn't take it easy. We threw the playbook at him. And he said, and it's a lot. But he believes that's going to help them in the long run. So, you know, when you talk about, like, how guys are stepping up, I think they're guys that are going to be there. I think they brought in some guys in the spring portal as well. I think that's going to be interesting. As you mentioned a little bit a little while ago, you know, that they've got in some players they feel like they could step up and help them out, particularly, you know, at the wide receiver spot. You know, Chris Dormacant, you know, who came from Chattanooga, who just signed as a wide receiver, he's going to be a big for them. I think Jaden Williams, the safety from FAU, is going to be a big addition for them. I think Davey Belfort, the quarterback, as you mentioned, I think he's a guy that they see as potential and definitely can be one of those kind of projects that they work on throughout the year. So lots of optimism. It's just right now, it's just kind of finding the answers.
Yeah, no doubt. And you bring up Phil Dunham. I had the pleasure of covering Phil since he was a little kid, and he's a beast. And he went to Indiana right off the bat, had a really good time. They changed coaches. He went to FAU, and I 100% agree with you. And, yeah, maybe if Davy doesn't work out, his dad could get you some MMA tickets and stuff. His dad, great MMA fighter back in the day, Vito Belfort, and Davy and his whole family, really, really good people. And, it looks like a lot of fun. It's going to be great. We're going to be up there for some of their summer camps. I know that they, especially when he was there before, they rolled out the red carpet with their 7-on-7s and their line camps. And, it's going to be a great summer. Matt, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. Let everybody know how they can follow you, because there's going to be a lot of news coming out of Orlando.
Yeah, you can go to OrlandoSentinel.com to check out the latest, or follow me on social media at OS Matt Michelle. I mean, there's just, you know, plenty of opportunities with this team, and I think it's going to be interesting when they get into fall camp, what's going to happen with them.
Good stuff. Matt, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care.
Good stuff. Matt Michelle, Orlando Sentinel, covering UCF.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.